Okay, this is any. Can I move on? Do you have anything? This is Wednesday evening, 12:09:20. No nonsense. Look at the Book of Revelation, and the title is "We Are in the Battle of Armageddon." Came across an interesting. This was a tweet by the president today. He says, we will be intervening in the Texas plus many other states case. This is the big one. Our country needs a victory. Well, someone decoded just intervening, what intervening is in gematria. It means Armageddon comes. Armageddon comes. Yeah, I heard someone say today that they thought the reason for all the military deployment was because the UN forces are going to try to invade. And I've been praying about it and thinking about it, and I don't really think that's the case. I honestly believe, just from everything that I've heard from ones that do have good intel, that they really have dealt with this already. Things have already been dealt with. We're just watching a movie play out. That seems to be the overriding theme. And this is rather, you know, I saw this today, if you can see that. These are the indictments and how many indictments in each state. So 216,529 sealed case proceedings is what it says. So sealed indictments. 21,040 just in the state of Texas. 34,658 in the state of California. Now, this is where all the deployment is. It's all around to the East Coast, the West Coast. And I'm thinking, you know, to me it looks like they're being sealed in where they can't escape. Maybe. When you're talking about, and each of these indictments can have several, multiple groups of people in them. So just keep that in mind as I go on today. All right, I want to look at Revelation chapter 7 first. Thought that was interesting. Some of the letters in that tweet, the capital letters they decoded also, one of them was JFK Jr. But just the word intervening, Armageddon comes. All right, Revelation 7:1. And after these things, I saw four angels. This is the Ferguson map. It's the flat earth map. You see the four angels at the four corners of the earth?
Okay.
After these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 all the tribes of the children of Israel. Then we goes on to name the tribes: Judah, Reuben, Gad, Asher, Nephthalim, Manasseh, Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, and Joseph. So, okay, with that, I want to turn to Matthew 24. verse 31. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Okay, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So we have heard the call to arms. The way, you know, the virgins have awakened. We've decided that we would wake up and we would hear what the Spirit was saying, and we are doing what the Spirit says do. Okay. It all began for us when Obama, I'm just kind of doing a little recap here of where we've come from. It all began for us when Obama managed to sneak in the homosexual marriage ruling through the Supreme Court. That was on June the 26th, 2015. I remember sensing in my spirit that we are now living in Sodom and Gomorrah. This decision shook me to the core, but this is also where the journey began for us. On 7/6/15 at around 6:30 p.m., we drew up and confessed before the Heavenly Father a petition to take back our nation. This is where the Civil War, or the Second Revolution, began. Or for us, it did. We were awakened and answered the Master's call. He said, "Wake up, trim your lamps, and get to work." God has called many, and many are on the front lines today. They have extra oil in their lamps, and they're holding the line. Okay, now I've heard that since I said that Sunday. I've heard that multiple times this week. Hold the line. Okay, now I'll go back to Revelation 7. We're going to be again with verse 9 there. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, "What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they?" And I said unto him, "Sir, thou knowest." And he said, "These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." Now, in the past, I've thought that that was the 144,000, but I think I've changed my mind. I think they're the ones that have gone on. I think they were the ones that held the line in their time, and now they've moved on. Okay? Hebrews 12:1. Because 144,000 are the warriors. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." So the 144,000 are the elite of the elite. They have been chosen to take out the beast. Pickle the beast. All right, Revelation 14. Verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. Now, Mount Zion actually is not really a mountain. It's just a hill. It's not a very tall one either, from what I understand, in Israel, Mount Zion. Having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. When I think about that, I think about we're all singing the same song. We all get it. Others don't seem to. And maybe they're not supposed to. Maybe they will eventually. I don't know. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Okay, let me see. Okay. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. It's the only place in the Bible that you're going to find where angels spread the gospel. Saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea and the fountains of waters. There followed another angel, saying, Babylon has fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead, or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. At this time, if the deep state had their way, there would be no way that we would make it. We'd either die or you'd have to succumb to the mark. There'd be no other way. Thank God, for the elect's sake, he's decided to shorten the days. The smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. And I looked and beheld a white cloud, and upon the cloud one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. Look just in the United States alone. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horses bridled, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. So Jesus has got his army together. And so we see here that this battle has begun. It's time to take them down, timber. Okay. Now I'll go over to Isaiah 30. Now, there's going to be angelic intervention, no doubt. Because last week, you know, the Lord had me talking about the hailstones, and I said, Lord, I didn't think that up. You told me to teach on that. You've got us doing Revelation every Wednesday night. There's a reason behind all of this. It didn't just try to get to know the book a little better. No, it's the times we're in. This is verse 25 and 26 of Isaiah 30. And there shall be upon every high mountain and upon every high hill rivers and streams of waters in the day of the great slaughter when their towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound. So God's bringing down the towers. If you look back through scriptures, you can see where he's brought down towers. Babel was, even Nebuchadnezzar and his statue, he was cut down. And he had to go through the 7 years like living like an animal till he acknowledged God. Pharaoh, the horse and the rider. Heard a confirmation again about that. It was Hank Nuneman talking about, we're at the point where Pharaoh's bearing down. We're right at the edge of the sea here. You know, about, I'm thinking that is just being confirmed everywhere. That's the time we're living in. It's time for the horse and the rider. It's time for the angels to intervene. That's what I'm praying, Lord, be with our troops. Wherever they're stationed, from coast to coast, they need your angelic help. They need help to do whatever you or is in God's plan at this hour that's to be done. Okay, dark to light. The towers are coming down. Satan exalts and builds his towers. What happens? They come down. That's what's happening. All right. Revelation 15. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, 7 angels having the 7 last plagues. Here we go. This is it. For in them is filled up the wrath of God. The towers finally. It's kind of like Sodom and Gomorrah. Whenever the Lord visited Abraham and said, I just came down to see if it's really as bad as what I hear. When it gets to the point that he can hear it from heaven, I mean, we're talking the third heaven. It's time to reap. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name. That be us. The number of his name, and on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. See, we have been privileged to be able to decode the times, discern the times, however, through Q, whatever, however methods the Lord uses. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. There was a 3-year delta today. It was from a Q post 3 years ago about telling the prayer warriors to please pray. And so that's when I, you know, with all the deployment, that's when I thought, yep, God's setting up strategically for this battle right now to do what he needs to do. Through the military, through his prayer warriors. Who shall not fear? Did I read all of that? Let's see. Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. The Lord said, no more. Ye bow, or you going to burn? And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was open. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. There's really no telling what we might see. Sixty to 100-pound hailstones, maybe. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. All right. I want to read to you. The angels are helping us. The Lord said to me to tell you, keep reading your petitions and speaking your confessions, for we are changing the landscape. The angels are going forth to accomplish. They're pouring out the wrath of God on the deep state. All right, Psalm, I want to read some scriptures to you on angels. Psalms 103. Don't ever think that you're not effective. God is no respecter of persons. You speak his word, his angels act. You send them on assignment. Psalms 103:20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. So our word send angels on assignments. All right, now look at Hebrews 1:14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Are you the heirs of salvation? Then angels are there to assist us as the heirs of salvation. They're ministering spirits. They are here to help us out, and here they come. They're coming. Okay, now back to Revelation 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. The first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. The second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. Well, they probably feel right at home in there, because that's what they do. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and this kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. They just get nastier. And the sixth angel, with the darkness here, I've already, a couple weeks ago, I wrote in my Bible, media blackout. Their kingdom will be dark. See, they're always trying to censor us and push back on us. Yeah. Haman's been hung on the gallows. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, now the mouth of the beast, now the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and to the whole world to gather them to battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. You know, him coming as a thief, I guess that kind of explains why so many people don't seem to discern the time. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And the great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Okay, now go to chapter 18. Let me get a drink. Okay, 18, verse 1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great has fallen, has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, and the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. I was thinking about Nancy Pelosi. She's finally admitted that she's lived high on the hog, while people all around her, by them not allowing the stimulus to come, there's been lots of people that are losing their businesses, especially in these lockdown states. And so, Lord, I pray that they will get restitution for that. Every one of them will get their money back, and they'll get a new start, through humanitarian projects or however the Lord's going to do it. I know there has to be a plan for all this to happen. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Someone said something that really triggered in me. I've heard it said a couple of times. There are stages to wickedness. I mean, you can be bad, but not evil. You know what I'm saying? It's like evil, bad to evil to utterly wicked. And a lot of these people that are doing what they're doing, just found out today that the Arizona governor is connected with the deep state. He's in a bloodline family. And you think about it. They've had billions and billions of dollars all their life, so it can't be the money. I think what it is, there's stages of wickedness. From the money goes the power. It's like they crave power. They crave to dominate, which that's just the devil. That's why I guess the Lord said the root of all evil is money. It's like they just get in deeper and deeper into it. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. They've been used to getting by with what they've been doing. I know the dinosaur politicians we have alone for thousands of years. They have dominated the earth. They've been entitled. They've had everything their way. And now it's just going to just flip. It'll be just the opposite. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory, all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense, wine and oil and fine flour and wheat. They got their hands in everything, and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. Everything they did to us, they're going to experience, but it's going to be worse for them. It says double. All they put us through, the agony, everything they've done to mankind, done their best to kill us, make us sick, keep us sick, keep us on the plantation like slaves. It's fixing to all flip. For in 1 hour, so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors, as many as is trade by sea, stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall the great city of Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. The sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. I was thinking about it this morning. In fact, as I was praying this morning, getting ready, the Lord just said to me, you know, I've talked to you before about diagnostics. And the Lord said, it's just their bag of tricks. Satan tricks people into being sick. They have a symptom. They go and have a test. And the test says this, that, and so they believe it. And then they start speaking it and acting like they're sick. It's all done by their faith. But this has been his game all along. I'm telling you, if people would just listen, if people could just get a hold of this simple fact that the whole system has been nothing but a bag of tricks. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. We have torn down the beast towers with the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Revelation 12:11 says, We've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We are tearing down Satan's towers. We're doing it in the heavenlies. The military, they'll do what's naturally needs to be done. They'll take care of the wicked men. We're taking care of those renegade spirits, making them come into line with what God says, what God wants. We are overcomers. Now the final judgment, we're coming up on the justice phase. Now I want you to understand something. 2021, the restoration has begun. I plan really, this is just what I sense, that we're not really going to see true justice until 2021, which we're not far from there now. But that's what the Lord said, 2021. And I told you, it's got two phases to it. You've got to tear down, and then you build back up. That's what restoration is. You tear out all the bad stuff. Like you're going to do a project in your house. You got to rip out all the old stuff and get rid of it, and then you build new. That's the restoration phase. This includes the justice phase of the operation, the part we have all been waiting for. Okay, 19. I know y'all are probably tired of hearing these scriptures, but the Lord just keeps bringing them. I'm thinking, okay, he wants us to get it. Maybe there's things in it. Every time I read it, maybe you'll see something different. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with his fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. So wherever we are, we're going to see a memorial. It's going to be smoke. And again they said, Alleluia. Okay, I read that. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. That scripture that you looked up about, they longed to look at these days, but they weren't able to be partakers of these days. But we, what, where was that? Do you remember? Okay. There's a scripture about they longed to see the day that we see, but they weren't able to. Is that in Hebrews?
Several places.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not. And the fellow servant of thy brethren that had the testimony of Jesus, worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Yeah, he just took out the swamp. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh name written, King of kings and Lord of lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. That be us. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that received the mark of the beast and them that worship his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Now the best part. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more. All right, Galatians 6:9 says, And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Never think that you're not yet, you're wasting your time what you're doing. Don't think that way. I'm sure that those that went before us probably felt the same way. All right, Hebrews 11.
That scripture is Matthew 13, 17.
Okay. I'll look there at Matthew 13, 17.
That's one of them.
Okay. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Well, that's one of them. Anyway, Hebrews 11. Let me see. I'm going to start with verse 32. He goes on, you know, he's talking about all the people in the Faith Hall of Fame here. And then he says, why shall I more say, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts, and in mountains, and in dens, and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So these are people that they stood the test and maybe they didn't see what they wanted to see in their lifetime, but God has made that available to us. Okay, I want to share with you something that I thought was very interesting. You know, you can think, nothing's going on, you know. A lot of people probably feel that way, but I just want to share some information with you. I have to say, I don't know who the programmer is. It was posted by somebody else, so I know he was from South Africa. He mentioned Johannesburg. And then he is interviewing a woman, and she never says her name. But what she had to say was packed full, and he said because of the election that he was going to release this 40-minute segment, and there was actually four parts to this, and each one was 3 or 4 hours long of this woman dropping intel. So I wanted to share some of it with you. She says, she makes some points, and you know, there's some questions asked, but it says, POTUS has reinstated these forms of death penalty via the military tribunal, the gas chamber, the electric chair, and the firing squad. If he was losing, why would he do that? He would be subject to that because you know that the criminal deep state would not allow him or anyone associated with him to live. Did you see where that representative got on posted? Oh, she looked just like a demon. She's telling people that are Trump supporters that they're coming after. Mm-hmm. And she got rebuked by her own representatives saying, we're not going to put up with that kind of stuff. She was one of the ones that cheated in the voter fraud stuff. The litigation phase is proving the fraud. What we're going through right now is proving the fraud. November 22nd was a significant day. Now listen to what I'm going to say here. On 11-22-05, Angela Merkel became the Chancellor of Germany, and it was the beginning of the Fourth Reich. Now, I've taught on that several times, because the Lord told me, the beast, that's where the beast rise up. I mean, Germany's been trying to conquer the world for a long time. And she is currently the head of the European Union. That's the head of the beast right there. On 11-22-20, it comes out that Sidney Powell was not part of the Trump team. This reveals two forms of orchestrated attack against the beast. Rudy and Jenna are constitutionalists, and Sidney Powell is military. It's the two ways they're coming at it, military tribunals and through the Constitution. All right. She can oversee military tribunals. She's been flying in and out of Gitmo. She can go abroad based on the executive order by POTUS on 9/12/18, imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. So she's free to go all over the world and do whatever she needs to do. POTUS cannot be associated with this. He has to remain bipartisan, and he has to stay in line with the Constitution. That's why his attorneys are doing the constitutional part of it. Okay. All right. Sydney is free to go pick up the swamp creatures anywhere in the world she needs to, and with, you know, using the Kraken. All right. On 11/19/20, the president fired Christopher Kreps, who was the director of the Department of Homeland Security, Cybersecurity, and Infrastructure Security Agency. No longer will anybody and everybody know everything. In other words, the young man that they put in place now, everybody reports directly to him. They don't go through all the channels of all the ABC agencies anymore where all the leaking and all the dirty stuff was going on. But now it will all come through one person, stopping all the leaking and leaving the deep state out in the cold. They won't have their intel. On 11/20/20, it was the 57th anniversary of the JFK assassination. One of the reasons he was killed was because he wanted to get rid of the CIA, the same agency that caused the election fraud. You know, the crap we're going through now. JFK released Memo 57. It's called the National Security Action Memoranda, Responsibility for Paramilitary Operations. President Trump, I think on that day, enacted that. He enacted, then that, what that did was push the CIA out of the loop. Okay. The CIA is basically dead. They're rogue. They're cut off from their intel. They were using Five Eyes. With this act, they can no longer spy internationally. Five Eyes is called the Open Skies Treaty, and it allows them to spy on us or by our buddies, Australia, Canada, and New Zealand, and the UK. It's like they weren't supposed to spy on American citizens, but anyway, Obama changed that and made it okay to do so. All right, on 11/20/20, the U.S. withdrew from the Five Eyes Agreement. Now, if they're caught spying on us, we can retaliate against them. China's mad about it, even though they're not one of the Five Eyes countries, because they could bribe the other countries to get the intel against the United States. Okay. They can't bribe, all right, they bribe the other four. Can't have the information before, she said, you cannot have the information before the time. This is all orchestrated and you must watch the movie, so you might as well enjoy it. She said, everything's being well orchestrated. You can go on Amazon today and look up this book by Sidney Powell. It is called The Great Awakening. She wrote it 15 years ago. All players in this movie have been in it a long time, most 20 plus years. Now we are watching them play it out. Have no fear, it's been well planned. They are able to see the future. And she didn't say looking glass, and I tried to find some information on looking glass, and it's been censored. What looking glass does, it sees timelines and variables. Okay. Then she brought up timelines and jumping. Remember the movie Jumping?
Jumper.
Jumper? Yeah, Jumper. And she made this statement, you are limited by your thoughts, but not limitless. In other words, this jumping or whatever, it has to do with your thinking processes, like translated, you know, I thought about in the book of Acts when Philip was translated. General Flynn is a civilian and has no security clearance. You know, people are running around saying, well, he was over here in Holland and he was doing this, he's doing that. He's not doing zip. He has no security clearance to do anything. He's a civilian at this time. By the way, yesterday he was finally cleared of that case that was brought against him. When he is reassigned, he will get his security clearance back. This is not about a U.S. election. It is about global tyranny. He asked a question, is JFK Jr. alive? And she wouldn't comment. He said, do you know? And she said, yes, I do. And he said, she said, I can't comment at this time. And personally, I think he's alive, because why wouldn't she just say he's dead and just leave it at that? Okay. The lady just encouraged everyone to just not be afraid. Don't spoil the movie. Just watch it. Just let it play out, is what she was saying. But, you know, it made it, as she was talking, it was like, she kept saying, "It's, you know, you might as well get your popcorn out. It's a movie. You're watching it play out." And I don't know how many we have heard that from talk about that. Like, you know, like Charlie Freak saying, well, the first 6 months, he went to all these countries and did all this stuff. He's really you could say he's the president of the world at this point. Mm-hmm. He's got every one of them in his pocket. He's got every kind of form of blackmail you want to, if he needed to use it. Everything they've done. All their crimes. That's why I find it hard to believe that the United Nations would be doing anything. But, well, I guess we'll see. Only the Lord knows all of that. So, but anyway, I just want to let you know, just in one day, these things all happened. There's been a lot happening, major things. And so, they're on the ball. They're getting it done. In fact, just think about it. Basically saved the whole world in 4 years. How long have they been around? 6,000 years? We were talking about the Queen today. The Queen, you know, if you just even watch the series The Crown, it brings out that they were German. Yeah. And they purposely went in and took out the true heirs, killed them all off. So they have been phonies. Talk about X-22, fake, phony, and false. That's what he's always saying. That's just fake, phony, and false. They are fake, phony, and false, every one of them. And the crown, they own everything. You ought to go look at just the Queen of England and the dominion that she, talk about dominion, the dominion that she has. I remember Dana watching it saying, you know, I just didn't realize how much territory and countries and commonwealths that she rules over. Here's the beast, come right out of Germany. They've been sitting on the throne for lots of years. Well, it's about to come to an end. Thank the Lord. All right.